My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I got the internet going nuts.
So how do we feel about Benjamin Albright? Big time NFL guy in Denver. He's had his ups and downs. Let's put it that way. He's been a little bit weird.
Professional and personal.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But how do we feel about a report from Benjamin Albright?
It's very hit or miss. Yeah. Because he said a lot of stuff and it clearly didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ain't going to knock him for that, but.
But he said a lot of stuff and he's tight with the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's where he mainly, that's the team he mainly covers.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring that up and want to have that backdrop of, you know, take it for how you want, but he has reported today about an hour ago that Justin Simmons has had roughly a dozen offers. He's on the street to sign with an NFL team, looking for the right situation. And then he says probably signs this week AFC South.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Mm. So AFC South is where your Houston Texans are. If it's the Colts, dude.
Oh, man.
If he's right and it's the Colts, yeah, I don't know. That's a scary team.
Yeah. How confident are you that it could possibly be the Houston Texans?
Because
we just had
hopeful, not confident.
Okay. We just had Jonathan Alexander on that.
Yeah.
He pretty much said he think they're comfortable in that, with
they
that
are.
Room. Yeah. So I'm wondering if they would bring him in like right now or this week.
Play offense and defense at the same time. You know, keep him away from anybody else.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Just bring him in mm-hmm. for the hell of it.
Yeah. So this had the internet going nuts. And I don't know if I feel sorry for the announcer, Lee Diffie, of the 100-meter, men's 100-meter final, or if there's no excuse for what he did. So if you're watching the 100-meter final, and obviously one of the premier events at the Olympics, he had the call. He had the call on one of the biggest races of, well, the biggest race of all these guys' lives to this point, and he got it completely wrong.
There's an Olympic gold medal waiting for somebody who wants it the most. Now Thompson starts to wind up. Curley's going with him. This is close. Jamaica's going to do it. Kishane Thompson is a gold medalist on debut.
We thought it was going to take 9.7 to win. Guess what he just ran? 9.78. But it was a lean at the tape by Thompson. Visually, we think he got it. They're working on the photo.
Fred Curley pushed him all the way. Noah Lyles is looking anxiously.
Yeah, Thompson didn't win it. They called it the race. It's unbelievable.
It sound like a call for Thompson.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it sound like.
They said he won.
If I would have just heard that and didn't know the outcome, I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, salute to Thompson.
Yeah.
Pulling off that W.
Yeah. Didn't win it.
Nah.
Mm. Noah Lyles did.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he's looking anxiously.
they didn't even mention his name until at the very end. They oh, he's looking at the photo.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, At first, I'm like, I kind of feel sorry for the dude because he's obviously very well-known announcer, does a lot of does some auto racing, does that, and usually does an okay job, I guess. And maybe not. Maybe I don't pay enough attention to it. But this is audio for the archives for the rest of your life for the time that you won the gold medal.
Yeah.
And you don't even, they don't even mention your name.
Yeah. And that was a legendary finish, too.
The best ever.
Yeah. And even outside of him, they gonna play this call regardless. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the call. So I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I kind of feel bad that that's the call that's gonna be remembered.
Yeah. And I just, like I said, I don't think I feel sorry for him. At first I did, but you get, if you don't know, don't say. Mark Vanner is probably screaming at his radio right now. You know, just say it's a photo or too close to call or whatever. Yeah. Not Thompson wins the gold medal.
And that would have been perfect to kind of build it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, wow, it was so close. We're not sure who got it. Like, we're waiting to see. That could have been the perfect time to just build it up.
Yeah.
And then when they find out, then just give that dude some love.
Yeah. Best rivalry in the Olympics right now, like, not even close, is USA versus Australia swimming. Like, I know, you know, none of us are like, you know, huge experts and huge, you know, everyday fans of swimming. But if you've been watching the Olympics at all, you've been watching it.
Yeah.
Like the Australians took a big lead early in the medal count and the gold medal count in the pool. It's one of the most fierce rivalries. We played that last week about
Michael Phelps.
Yeah. We played that woman saying, I hate when the Americans ring the cowbell and all that. Yeah. Well, it came down to one race. It came down to the 4x100 relay, and if the Americans win this race, they win the gold medal count, they win the swimming medal count, and they beat the Australians.
Olympics, looking for one final gold. She's going to get it, and it's going to be a world record for the Americans. Gold medal number 8. And the much talked about gold medal duel between the United States and Australia is officially over, and it comes down to the final race to give the Americans the edge.
Yeah, baby. That was awesome.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Those races are...
Yeah, no, that was cool.
They've been...
That wasn't even close either.
No, that one wasn't close.
I'm like, man.
Katie Ledecky's here shaking the cowbell. Yeah. She wasn't doing that just for her own good.
Yeah, no, it was going down perfect. I was surprised it wouldn't be more cowbells in there after that.
Yeah, she was shaking it right in the Aussie's face.
Yeah, what I like is when people complain about somebody doing something.
Yeah, then they do it more.
Somebody, I love it, man. I'm like D'Amico Ryans. I love it.
Yeah. And this was right in your wheelhouse. I actually didn't watch this live. But I followed up with it and watched it. So Novak Djokovic, the Joker, is 37. He had gone into the Olympics in 2012, and now 12 years later, and never won a gold medal.
I thought that 2012 opening ceremony in London, carrying the flag for my country, the opening ceremony, opening the Olympic Games, is the best feeling that an athlete could have. Until today, this kind of supersedes everything that I imagined, that hoped that I could experience and that I could feel. And the fact that I won the bronze in the first Olympic Games and ever since then failed to win the medal and, you know, played 3 out of 4 Olympic Games in semifinals and couldn't overcome that obstacle. And then now at age 37, you know, with a 21-year-old that is probably the best player in the world right now, winning Roland Garros and Wimbledon back-to-back and playing incredible tennis, just when I take everything in consideration, this probably is the biggest sporting success I've ever had in my career.
Dude, it's amazing. Like, I don't know if you saw the video. He was like shaking on the ground. He was so emotional. And he's not an emotional guy.
Yeah, no, he's not. I think, I don't know if it's because he wins so much, where it's just like kind of like how Tom Brady is.
Yeah.
Whenever he wins a Super Bowl, he just like, yep, like here's another one.
That gold medal hits different.
Yeah, that's one you would have thought this was his first time ever winning anything.
Yeah.
So, nah, salute to him, man. One of the GOATs.
And Scottie Scheffler, too. Scottie Scheffler was crying on the medal podium. Dude's won 2 majors this year. Yeah, obviously, he's the number one player in the world. Both these guys have more money than they'll ever spend. And dude was just balling on the medal stand when he won the golf.
Yeah, man. If you look at his timeline, he went to jail, came back, and played. And so, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Going from jail to winning the gold medal, man, who would have thought it?
Who would have thought it? All right. College football. We're less than 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
It's right around the corner,
from the opening. So the preseason coaches poll came out just about 30 minutes ago or so. We'll give you some of the big ones here. But hey, Texas going into the SEC. Georgia is number one with 46 first place votes. Ohio State, is number two. With 7 first place votes. Oregon 3, Texas 4 has a first place vote. Alabama, Ole Miss 6, Notre Dame facing the Aggies to open the season 7. Michigan is 8 with 1 first place vote. Penn State, Florida State round out the top 10. In terms of locals here, we have a lot of LSU fans. They are 12 in the coaches poll, ranked number 12. Oklahoma 16, Texas A&M 20. So yeah, man, it's happening. College football. Like no excuse for Ohio State this year, right?
Nah,
zero.
They actually went all in this offseason.
Yeah.
So nah, it should be no excuse.
Zero excuses for Ohio State. We'll see. Texas, man, got that number 4 ranking, one first place vote, which I don't know who that was. And they're coming into the SEC.
I want to see what Michigan do this year, man, because it's no Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. He gone. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious how they gonna look, especially with that head coach of theirs.
Yeah, and going into the SEC, Georgia. These are the SEC teams in the preseason coaches top 24, 25. Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma, A&M. They got 9.
Man.
9 SEC teams that's in the top 25. I'm telling you, I think Texas is really, really good, and they could easily make a run.
They could easily not make a run.
That SEC wears on your ass, man.
I would be nervous going into the SEC. I'm fine with my school being in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Got 9. I might have missed one. It might be 10, but they got at least 9.
And then even the other ones that's probably not ranked. Good.
Oh yeah. You go into some of these stadiums. Yeah,
Arkansas.
Go into Auburn.
Yeah.
Tell me how that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me how Auburn's gonna work out for you.
Even them other people that's low or other schools that's lower ain't no joke.
Yeah. Ah, dog, it's gonna be a fun college football season.
I can't wait.
So excited. Who does Ohio State open with? Nobody?
I forgot.
I shouldn't call him a nobody, but
yeah.
We'll see. Notre Dame and A&M opening on I believe August 31st. So coming right up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.